Right, I'm joined in the studio by my guest today. You look really miserable now, what's the matter?
Oh, I'm not miserable.
You looked really
all.
Happy earlier when you came in, now you're getting all nervous.
I just got a tweet from Molly telling me to put my phone down, so I felt a bit bad.
Oh, no, well, you can't. Well, I've put you on the webcam so people can see you now, or your friends.
I should have shaved.
What for?
I never trampy, do. Didn't I?
You're fine. I haven't shaved my toes.
Nice.
It's lovely. What an image. Right, I'm joined in the studio by Adam Barker. He's coming to talk about podcasting because he's got a podcast called The Odd Cast Podcast, which sounds like my street, and also Not Soccer. So tell us about a little bit about podcasting, because I don't know that much, although I do radio. I don't know that much about it. So how did you, going from just being an ordinary guy on the street.
Yes.
Why did you get into podcasting?
Probably because I thought I had a lot to say. And I thought, what I do, I'll record it, and I'll put it out there, and people can listen to it, and then they can find me funny, because I used to think I'm really funny. And now I've got to the point where I'm thinking, why am I doing it? I don't know why I'm doing it. I don't even know what... I couldn't actually tell you what a podcast actually is.
Yeah.
I couldn't give you the actual definition of it. It's literally, you record a show of some sort, and you put it online, and then people listen to it, and then you get feedback, and then that's it.
Do you video yourself as well?
No, not for the podcast, no.
No, I just wondered if some... No, you sound like some sort of weirdo. No, but you know, some people do the radio shows and they do them, but they video themselves as well.
The video stuff I do is when I go on the Google Hangout and if I'm doing like an interview with... Like
Google
a
Hangout? What's that? I've not even heard of that.
It's like a Skype. It's like a face-to-face webcam, and you sit and chat. It goes live on YouTube and people can watch it and listen to you.
Oh, right. I know Skype. I've done that before. There was something called Chat Roulette that I wandered into a couple of months ago.
Don't be going in there.
It wasn't a smiley face, I can assure you. I was like, what's going on here? Kept pressing the button. I wanted to have a chat with somebody. It was late at night. It's a bit lonely. Oh, my God, what's going on? Don't go onto it. It's just terrible.
No, I wouldn't.
You know, it's what are those people doing? Well, let's not go there.
No.
Let's not talk about Chat Roulette anymore. Sorry. Not chatroulette.com. Don't go there. Just don't go there. So you do your podcast. So what sort of things do you talk about?
Well, the Oddcast podcast is pretty much just three guys sitting around discussing anything we want to discuss. We've got me, Will and Ash, and we literally sit down, and I'm all movies, TV, celeb culture stuff, so the stuff that no one really cares about. So I usually talk about that, and then we've got mate Ash, and he talks about science.
Yep.
So he tries to teach me science, which, you know, I play it up a bit. I'm not that stupid, but I like to pretend I don't know what I'm talking about when... He tells me stuff. Mm. And then we've got Will, who just sort of very topical stuff, and he tries to get political sometimes, and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. So then I'll just make a Batman reference or something, put an impression in or something.
Oh, do you do impressions?
No. No, not
well, you
at
just
all.
Said you did. Make your mind
I,
up.
Yeah, I try to.
Go on, then.
No, well, you can't just do an impression. I mean, who am I going to do?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's easy.
No, yeah, but I just... it's embarrassing, isn't it? I do the one thing. Have you ever seen that film Total Recall?
Yeah.
When his eyes are popping out. Yeah. He just makes that noise. He goes... That's
oh, my God. You should be on TV.
There you go, see? That's why I do podcasts and not radio.
Just to get that little bit of that segment and just use it over and over again.
Just loop it.
Yes.
There we go.
And you also do one about soccer called It's Not Soccer.
Yeah, well, me and my mate Bill, we do It's Not Soccer. And it started off, we were going to try and do sports. Like, we're going to talk about sports. We're going to talk about football. And it just turned into, recently... We sit down for half an hour, we mention football for 5 minutes, and then we just talk about my mate Bill, and he talks, he's always got these stories. If you've ever listened to the Ricky Gervais show, he's exactly like Cole Pilkington. It just comes across with it. I say, Bill, you got any stories today? And he's like, oh, I've got a great story, Ed. And he just sits and tells me, and it's the funniest story I've ever heard. And we just literally go, that'll do. Talked about Gareth Bale for 5 minutes, and then the rest of it was about you.
Who's Gareth Bale? I don't know. Is that a
football
sports?
Player?
See, I don't know about. I tried. You see, I used to try and read out the sports, and people seriously, I'm being serious now. They used to think it was a joke section of the show because I don't know anything about football. Is every time I read the names out, they'd be like, I get loads of tweets saying that was really funny.
Yeah.
And it weren't meant to be because I was being deadly serious. I'm not really. I'm being deadly serious now, but I'm not really. I'm not that keen on kind of. Obviously, you can tell I'm not really that keen on sports.
I'm good at making myself. Sound like I know what I'm talking about in life.
Yeah.
When in fact I don't know anything.
So where did you get? Have you got like a little room at home with like loads of microphones? You sort of sit in there.
Oh, it's very basic. Literally, get a couple of microphones and some sort of mixer stuff.
Not a cassette player?
No, it's all done through my laptop, and it's I could do it anyway. I could bring it in here and sit in the corner and record a podcast.
You could, but I'd ask you to leave, to be quite honest. It'd be on here. It'd be a bit rude, wouldn't it?
Embarrassing, wouldn't it? Yeah. They'd be like, what are you doing here? I'm just recording a podcast. I told you, I could do it anyway. I could do it at the bus stop or anything. It doesn't matter. It's one of them things I could just do anywhere I want.
Yeah.
Which is the beauty of it. So I literally just take the equipment, go with my mate Ash's, because he's got a nice house, and I just like sitting around his nice big table.
You give you beer as well?
Yeah, well, I dry it, so I can't really drink it. So, but that's one rule I've learnt. You can't do it drunk.
No.
Because we've done them drunk, and they're not very good to listen back to, because everyone thinks they're funny when they're drunk, don't they?
Well, you get a bit slurry. I find that if I'm doing a gig, and I'm kind of, you know, if I have a glass or two of wine, then you it does always sound like a pub singer. It's horrible.
Yeah, no one wants to hear that.
No, not really. Ooh, you've obviously heard me before. Mine. So when you you've got loads of listeners, so all over the world, obviously, when one can listen in, how many people have you got sort of downloading your podcasty things?
Oh, we have hundreds a week, which absolutely blows my
mind. Isn't that a bit weird that you've probably got somebody, I don't know, over in California you've never met before, but they tune in and they download to have a listen to what you have to say? It's crazy, isn't
it? I don't
get it. Yeah.
Because I wouldn't. Do you know what I mean? If it's the other way around, I wouldn't listen to me. So I don't understand these people that actually tweet me and say, oh, just listen to it. Or they sort of, they reference it.
Yeah.
Like, I'll say something in the show, then they'll reference it back to me in a tweet. And then I'll be like, really? You actually listened? That was like 30 minutes in. I thought you would have turned off after 5 minutes.
How long did they go on for? Is it sort of different amount of time there, an hour or?
Podcasts, we tend to do just under an hour.
Yeah.
It's not soccer's half an hour. So that's kind of I don't want to do too long. We used to do really long ones. So it used to be like 2.5 hours long, because I just wanted to talk.
Yeah.
So it's just like, oh, we can talk about anything. But now I've got to the point now, I've been doing it for a good couple of years, and I'm like, yeah, no one wants to hear the ums and ahs, and they just want to hear a show.
Yeah.
So it's kind of more rounded now. We've kind of got segments. I edit it, put little bits in. I get, there's an actress called Rita Ramnani, which I know now. She records little jingle things for me, so I chuck them in. And it's good fun. I even started a network with loads of other podcasts around, sort of, I say around the world. They're all in America.
Yeah.
Maybe one Canadian one.
Yeah.
And we literally help sort of promote each other. So really, I can't even get my friends to listen to me talk. But
yeah,
I
always
can
it. Yeah,
get someone in Texas to download it weekly.
They just don't support you. I agree with this. I've got loads of friends go, oh, you're on the radio. Go, yeah. Are you tuned in? No.
Yeah.
You know, they don't, but then I get like strangers that are tuning, like my stalkers, which is quite nice to have, although they don't buy me gifts, which is a little bit of disappointment.
Well, ask them to.
Well, I have. If you're going to stalk me, at least buy me something. I mean, one of them bought me lunch.
Really?
They had to push it through the window, though, because I wouldn't actually let them in the studio in case they tried to touch me.
Did you eat it?
I know, because you don't know, they might put in a Hypnol or something horrible in there, and I didn't fancy that for lunch. Right, but we'll be back in a couple of minutes. Just got to do a little bit of travel, a little bit of ads, and we'll be back. You all right there? Comfortable?
I'm very comfortable.
Folding your arms look a little bit kind of tense.
I'm trying to be serious on the webcam because people can see.
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. You can put your clothes back on now. Right, here we
go. Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
You are going to be a father soon, which is really exciting news. Have you got any? Because I quite like, and you don't get any babies now called Eric. So I'm just thinking, you don't though, do you? It's one of those names. Have you got any sort of that? Have you got picked out? Are you going to have a name that is kind of ordinary? Or are you going for the showbiz name? What do you reckon?
I don't know. Maybe,
or is it not your choice?
Well, that's my choice. I think my girlfriend will agree
allow
with
you
it.
To take part. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Might call it Apple or something.
Do you think? Oh no, I can't see you doing that. No.
We got names, and we're not going to tell people what the names are, but they won't be over the top names.
No,
because I don't want to do that. Do you know what I mean? It's like, you got to remember, they got to grow up with that name.
Yeah, I mean, so the thing is, you've got quite a sensible surname, haven't you? So it's not going to be, you know, it's
someone
quite
said Arthur, but I said you can't call it Arthur Barker, because when people say it's like Arthur Barker,
it's no good. Though, so, is it Barker?
Barker.
Yeah.
That's my name.
Yeah, it's nice.
So Parker Barker, maybe.
Oh my god, what a fantastic name for son Parker. Oh, I like that. Parker Barker. Yeah. Do you reckon?
That'll work.
It wouldn't work. Your girlfriend would never allow you to do
she
that.
Would.
Now with you've got loads of as you said, we want to find out more about you. You are on Twitter, so what's your tweet?
At Barker Podcast. Very simple, very easy.
That's easy to remember. And then, so it's barkerpodcast.web.com is the, that's your...
barkerpodcast.web.com, that's where you can get all the podcasts and find it all there.
And then you've got Not Listening Collective at blogspot.co.uk.
Yeah, I've just changed it to Not Listening Blog.
Oh, right, okay. And then you've got part of the Pod Gods Network.
That's it.
I was going to say, what is the weirdest? And you know, because you get loads, you've got like hundreds or thousands probably of people listening all over the world. What kind of do you get negative feedback at all, or do you always get quite positive? Because I know people say they get like ripped to pieces on Twitter. I suppose you might do if you're really, really famous, but I think most of the time it's all right, really.
I don't really get negative things because I think. Yeah, I will now. People
from Michelle.
But, yeah, probably. But I get messages from people that. If they don't want to listen, they won't listen.
Yeah.
So I don't really think that I'm big enough for them to troll or have a go at. So I kind of just, I think if they don't want to listen to me, they won't listen to me.
Yeah.
But I always get good feedback, but maybe I'm just so blasé, I just let the bad feedback go over my head and I focus on the good stuff.
Who's given you the most, what's made you laugh really when you've got, you know, what sort of responses have you got that really made you laugh from listening back to what you've done?
Well, we do swear quite a lot in the podcast.
How rude.
I know, it's ridiculous, isn't it? And what makes you laugh when you get Americans say they enjoy the British way of swearing. So cause to me, we just sort of, it's like banter, and we just swear anyway. I'm not going to swear now, but then it's when you get a tweet from them saying, oh, you said that word really funny. I'm like, okay. I don't say it for reaction, it's just kind of the way we talk. And so when, apparently, my accent sounds funny to Americans or anyone who's not British.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's quite funny.
Have you got any sort of like romance? Have you got any women that have been kind of, you know, want to check you three guys out? Or is it mainly guys that listen to you? Or
It's actually a lot of women that listen because I don't know why. I think they just do. But I don't know. I'm not the podcasting face. Is that what they
call it? What are you trying to say? I mean, it's a good one. I think if you're single, I mean, you're not single. If you're single, it's a good way to pick people up, I would say. Better than chat roulette. Don't go there, by the way.
No, I don't think podcasting is a pick up line. But hey, I podcast.
I think it is. I think it's really good. It's like, I do a show every week. I talk about stuff. You know, look at me on the webcam if you like. If I can be bothered to reply to your will, that's what you got to be like. Treat me and keep me keen.
Exactly.
Molly's out there now. You know Molly Miller. She's out there now on chat roulette. No, she'll be out. I keep looking out the window, expect to see her. She'll be on chat roulette right this minute, trying to type in, and she'll be like. Don't do it, Molly. We're telling you not to do it. Don't do it. You'll get your fingers burned. So what are the things you say you might possibly move into radio, she says, trying to keep in the studio, and you might possibly do maybe a feature for my show with some comedy biddies for showbiz, maybe.
If you'd want me to, I would.
No swearing. Can't swear, though.
I'm not doing it, then. No, I'm joking. Of course I would.
I've said the word bloody on the radio, but you can't say anything else. So that's all right, but it's you know, I didn't realise that, and I said the word, and you're not allowed to say that either, you see.
I wouldn't say that.
No, don't. Sorry, don't say that. That probably sounded a bit. If you didn't hear that, it was not a really bad word, but you have to be careful because of Ofcom, they come at you with sticks.
Did I?
Okay. Get taken off the air and all sorts. That's what they're hoping. The boss keeps saying that to me. That's what they're hoping to do.
Same way game, isn't
it? So when do your podcasts? They come out on the same day every week.
I tried to release them every Monday night, so Tuesday morning for the Oddcast.
Yeah.
And It's Not Soccer comes out on a Thursday. Roundabout. So,
give us all the details again where people can have a listen.
Well, if you go to barkerpodcast.webs.com, you can literally get all the links there, all my social links, all the links to the podcast, because you can listen to us via iTunes, via the Stitcher Radio, and you just listen on the website straight away, like I said. And and follow me at Barker Podcast on Twitter.
Excellent.
And if you want to know, just tweet me and say, we're going to find a podcast. I'll be like, I've got loads of links for you.
Have you been do you thinking about doing some more? I'd like to watch a film of you guys, sort of, you know, in different areas doing stuff.
We do a couple of videos that go up on YouTube. Mm. The links for YouTube's on the page.
In a tree. Do you know what I mean?
Just
all set up in a tree, just sort of having a general. I think make it in a really weird place every couple of weeks. You know what I mean? Just sort of I don't know, maybe even something dangerous.
Okay. I'll take that on board.
Well, you know when you just have a conversation, but you're having a normal conversation, but you're doing, or you're all set in the nude or something.
Okay, yeah, let's do it. Why should I?
Why are you looking at me like I'm a weirdo? I was thinking it'd just be like. It's not my own personal preference. I'm just saying, you know, just make it a bit, you know, different.
Brilliant.
Do you not think that's a good idea?
It's the best idea I've heard all day.
Thank you.
I've only been out a couple of hours, so.
He's being sarcastic. There we go. Thank you very much for coming into the studio. You'd be pleased to know that if you missed the beginning bit of the interview, it will be up on the website tomorrow, and you can find out loads more. And also put off the links to all your blogging and the website, and where you can follow you on Twitter as well.
Exciting. Thank you very much.
Was that sarcastic?
What, exciting?
Yeah, you were exciting.
No, I have to wear a hand sometimes.
Oh, right, sorry. Yeah. I thought you'd be nice. Like, yeah, whatever. Don't bother. I'm not bothered.
I'm trying to be cool. My cheeks are going all red. I look like...
It's that chair. It's plastic.
I look like Cheryl Cole's bum at the moment.
I just have to mention about that. I mean, seriously, Cheryl Cole, I think she's beautiful, absolutely stunning. And she had a lovely bum. And now it's covered in a rose.
It looks like a big bruise, doesn't it?
It doesn't look right, does it?
Looks
it's
like
too
someone's
big.
Punched it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I can't get that image out of my head. That's nearly as bad as what Frankie Boyle put, and I can't tell you about that, but please go and read his tweet, because I've retweeted it. It's very, very funny. But I just think it's too big. She's got a tiny bum, and it's a massive tattoo, and people say, well, when she gets to 80, she won't even care.
No.
She won't even be alive by then. Even if she is, she'll be so rich, she won't be worried about it. It's too much, isn't it? It's too big.
It doesn't make any sense to me why someone would do that.
No, when she's got an amazing figure. Why would you cover it up?
The thing is, though, no one was going to see it until someone posted it.
Yeah, I know, but, I mean, I don't understand why she's posted the picture of her bottom on the Twitter, really.
It's Cheryl Cole, isn't it?
Yeah.
She can do what she wants.
She can. She's rich, she's beautiful, and now she's got a tattoo of a rose on her... backside. Please do check out what Frankie Boyle said, because it is rather funny. If you don't, even if you don't like him, he was quite quite good with that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me. What was supposed to
say? I don't know. It's just a sarcasm. It's like, yeah, whatever. Thanks.
Oh, yeah.
You didn't bring me in a present either. That's not gone down too well.
Oh, no, I forgot. Yeah.
Never mind. Right, 11:52. I'll be back with you after this.